So, how do you like it? You and I together outside at my favorite spot with all these blankets under the night sky. Oh, shush. I know you like it. I seem to remember you dozing off when we did this last time. And you couldn't stop talking about how you felt so relaxed by the sound of my voice at least a week after that. Oh? You didn't feel relaxed? Oh. Okay. Well then, maybe we should just, pack our things up now then. Since, we had only planned on doing this so that you could rela- Yeah, that's what I thought. See, isn't it better when you're just honest? Okay, babe, come on. Lay your head on my lap. Okay, so last time I told you about the story of Orion's Belt. Relating to that one is the constellation of Scorpius. So Scorpius was, if you remember from last time, the one related to the death of Orion. Yeah. Okay, so now there are several different stories about Orion's death, but according to one story, Orion wanted to kill all of Earth's wild animals. So, once Gaia, the Earth goddess, heard of this, she was definitely not happy. She ended up sending a giant scorpion, so Scorpius, to attack Orion. And no matter how hard he tried, Orion could not defeat the scorpion. So when he tried to escape, the scorpion stung Orion to death with its poisonous tail. And as a reward for its service, Gaia placed the scorpion's image in the nighttime sky. And to this day, it's said that it looks as if the scorpion is always chasing after Orion in the nighttime sky. Okay. What other one can I tell you about? Oh. Okay. So we can't see this one, but Hercules, right? Yeah. The super strong one? Okay. Well, Greek people believed that a certain group of stars represented the figure of Heracles, or known to the Romans and us as Hercules. You know the gist of it, right? Yeah, Hercules was the super strong and courageous man. Okay, so Hercules had a terrible enemy. Now, this enemy was the goddess Hera. So Hera was annoyed and a little ticked off, maybe more than ticked off, about Hercules' strength and fame that she ended up casting a spell on him. And because of this spell, he committed a terrible crime. So, in order to be forgiven for the crime, Hercules was told to perform 12 super difficult tasks for the king. And now the king's name is, I haven't said it in so long. Eurystheus, I believe. Okay. Anyways, so this is going to be pretty long, so just prepare yourself. Okay. So the first task was to kill the Nemean lion. And this lion had a hide that was so tough that no arrow could pierce it. But Hercules stunned the beast with his olive wood club and then strangled it with his bare hands. It's said that afterwards he had skinned the lion using the lion's own sharp claws and then wore its hide. Like, how crazy is that? I know, right? Like, can you even imagine having the smarts and the power to do that? Okay. The second task was to kill the Lernaean Hydra. Yes. Just like in the movie, if one of the heads got hurt, two more would grow in its place. But Hercules quickly sliced off the heads while his charioteer, Iolaus, sealed the wounds with a torch. After that, Hercules made his arrows poisonous by dipping them in the Hydra's blood. And that is going to be a part that you'll have to remember. So keep that in mind. Okay, so the third task was to capture the Cerenean Hind. So basically a deer that had gold horns, if you want to put it like pretty simply. So the goddess Artemis loved and protected it. So Hercules found it a challenge to capture the deer without hurting it and making Artemis angry. But after following the deer for a whole year, he was able to carry it away safely. The fourth task, was to capture the Erymanthian boar. So there were people of Mount Erymanthus that lived in fear of the boar. So Hercules chased the wild boar up the mountain and into a snowdrift, and from there, Hercules took it into a net and then brought it back to King Eurystheus, and guess what? The king got so frightened of the boar that he ended up hiding in a huge bronze jar. I know, like, I'm so curious as to just how big that jar was. Exactly, like, it was in a net that was being held by Hercules. Like, did he not think he was safe? Freaking crazy. Okay, anyways. The fifth one was to clean some stables. Now, it sounds, you know, pretty straightforward, right? Well, they hadn't been cleaned in 30 years. So they were super nasty. And not only were they super nasty, but Hercules was told to clean them in a single day. Unfair, right? So, Hercules made two rivers bend so that they flowed into the stables and completely cleaned out the filth. Am I boring you with all my star, constellation, Greek mythology talk here? No? It's relaxing to hear my voice still. Well, good. I'm glad. Okay, then I'll go on. Okay. So the sixth task that Hercules was assigned was to kill some birds. And yeah, I see that smile. You're thinking it sounds like a pretty easy task, right? You know, just shoot them down or something. But no, this is mythology. So, of course there has to be some kind of twist. So, these are some murderous birds that have claws and beaks as sharp as metal, and their feathers fly like darts. But of course, Hercules found a way to kill them. Remember those poisonous arrows from the Hydra that I said you'll have to remember? Okay. Well, he used those to kill them. Yeah, long range would definitely be better in that situation. Okay. The seventh task was to capture a savage bull that was being kept by King Minos of Crete. The bull was apparently insane and breathed fire. So Hercules then wrestled the bull to the ground and brought it back to King Eurystheus. But maybe since he didn't want to be embarrassed or jump into the bronze jar again, he ended up setting it free, roaming Greece and causing terror wherever it went. Okay, so the eighth one was to capture horses. There was this king that fed his bloodthirsty horses human flesh. Yeah, I know. Stay with me. So Hercules and his men fought and killed the king, and then fed the king's flesh to the horses, which actually made them tame and was easily able to be led to King Eurystheus. Okay, so number 9. Hercules went to the land of the Amazons, where a queen welcomed him, and ended up agreeing to give him her girdle for Eurystheus's daughter. But Hera, you know, being Hera, decided to make things harder and spread a rumor that Hercules came as an enemy, which made Hercules have to conquer the Amazons and then steal the belt. You still awake? Okay. Just let me know if you want to just sleep and we can just cuddle together, baby. Okay. Alright, so let's see. We did the Amazons. And then we did the horses. Number 10. Number 10. There was a winged monster with three human bodies that was named Geryon. And Geryon had a herd of these beautiful red cattle. Now, he guarded the cattle, and they were his prized herd. So with the help of a giant and a vicious two-headed dog, they ended up guarding it, right? And basically, just to keep the story somewhat short, Hercules killed everyone and just, you know, brought the cattle back to the king. So the 11th task was to take these golden apples of Hesperides, and Hesperides were nymphs. So the golden apples were in the garden that was protected by a dragon with 100 heads. So Hercules decided to bargain with Atlas, who was a titan that was condemned to hold the sky on his shoulders. That bargain was for Hercules to shoulder the earth, while Atlas, who was the father of those nymphs, to get the apples instead. Okay, so the 12th and final task was to capture Cerberus. Yeah, the three-headed guard dog of the underworld without any use of weapons. So Hercules wrestled the dog's wild heads down, and it actually agreed to go with him to the king. Afterwards, Cerberus was soon returned unharmed back to the underworld. after all of that, Hercules was forgiven and became famous for completing the difficult tasks ever since and lived happily ever after. Did you like the story, babe? Yeah? Good. Oh. You want to cuddle together now? And sleep? Okay, here. Let me get closer to you. I always feel so happy and safe in your arms. Honestly, babe, thank you for listening to me going on and on about it. But I'm really glad you enjoyed it, baby. I know it might not be your favorite subject to listen to or talk about, but it means a lot that you still let me tell you. I love you, babe. More and more each day that we spend together. I still get butterflies when I see your name pop up on my phone. I've fallen head over heels for you, and I keep falling. You make my world seem brighter and more colorful with literally everything that you do. I like it when you smile, but I love it when I'm the reason. You bring so much joy into my life, and I just hope that I bring you the same amount, if not more. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Thank you, baby. Thank you for caring about me. Thank you for loving me. Just thank you. And I love you. I love you so much, baby. Good night.